Fertilizer prices remain a major strain on America's farmers, and now the Trump administration says an aggressive government-wide push is underway to bring costs down now, with a bigger long-term plan set to be unveiled soon. CJ Miller has the story.
Input costs, of course, remain top of mind for our farmers, and recently USDA has been working literally around the clock to harness the cost of key inputs like fertilizer.
U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, during her testimony in front of a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee earlier this week, she told lawmakers a long-term plan from the Trump administration to improve the cost of farm fertilizer is coming soon.
We've had daily calls with the White House, with EPA, with DHS, with Commerce, with Treasury, the very top of these organizations, for an all-of-government approach on fertilizer.
She mentioned several actions the Trump administration has already taken to lower fertilizer costs in the short term.
We are working across the cabinet to accelerate private investment, to lift permitting slowdowns, to align on transportation challenges, lifting the Jones Act, opening up lines from Venezuela, and much more to be announced very soon.
But Rollins adds that serious concerns remain about the overall fertilizer industry long term.
The fact that we have offshored so much of our fertilizer over the last decade or so is astounding to me. It is a national security issue, and we're relying on Russia and China for our fertilizer. So the announcement's coming. Good news long-term structurally and some potential funding that's going to be there. And I've been talking to the heads of the big fertilizer companies as well.
Read the full story and hear more from Secretary Rollins at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Hey, I'm Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchert Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword AG today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.